The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. She's on her way, right? Yep, there we are. There she comes. Well, good morning. How are you? I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. Today I want to talk about one of my all-time favorite words. We. We, not like we, but we. All right, we, because we, that's a good thing, you know, if we're together, and if we're together, and if you're family, it's we, and if it's a bunch of friends of yours, it's we, and we can do things together, right? Right? But when sin comes into the world, you recognize that? That's a person? I that's my drawing, so I don't draw very well, all right? But there it is. There's the person. And sin is... it's all here. It takes we and turns it into me. Sin makes it all about me. I'm the most important person here. I'm the one who should get everything. And why aren't you giving me more stuff? Because I should get it. Come on, gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme, 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 gimme. That's what sin does. It takes and makes it all about me. Jesus was telling a story about a guy who grew all kinds of crops and he thought it was all about him. He's like, me, it's all about me. But what Jesus teaches us, the way Jesus lived, and more importantly, the way Jesus died and rose again, opens forgiveness so that me can turn back into we. So that it's not all about me. It's not all about what I want and I get. And it becomes how we together can live for the sake of all of them, how all of them can live for our sake, how all of us can go out and live for the sake of our neighbor. Sin makes it me. Forgiveness in God turns it back into we. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for helping us become we again. Help us to join with our sisters and brothers and share the love that you gave us so freely. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. You have a great day.